This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is strongly bidding to host the 2036 Olympics. Inaugurating a national volleyball tournament via video conferencing in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh today, Mr. Modi said India's performance in various sports has consistently improved since 2014. He said that the nation feels very proud when it sees Gen Z hoisting the tricolour on the sports field. Mr. Modi said that everyone has their own role, their own responsibility, and can only succeed when everyone takes their responsibility seriously.
आज टॉप जैसे इनिशिएटिव से भारत में स्पोर्ट्स इकोसिस्टम ट्रांसफॉर्म हो रहा है. एक तरफ हम अच्छा इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर और फंडिंग मैकेनिज्म तैयार कर रहे हैं और इसके साथ ही नौजवानों को शानदार एक्सपोजर देने के लिए भी काम कर रहे हैं. फीफा अंडर 17 विश्व कप, हॉकी विश्व कप, ऐसे 20 से अधिक प्रमुख अंतर्राष्ट्रीय कार्यक्रम आयोजित किए हैं. 2030 के कॉमनवेल्थ गेम्स भी भारत में ही होने जा रहे हैं.
Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that MG Narega had become a synonym for corruption, where workers were often sidelined and routinely exploited. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan called out Congress for allegedly misleading the public over the newly enacted Vikasit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar or Ajivika Guarantee Mission Grameen Jiram G Act.
विकसित भारत जी राम जी योजना एक बहुत बड़ा रिफॉर्म है.
द विकसित भारत जी राम जी योजना इज अ मेजर रिफॉर्म इनिशिएटिव. अंडर दिस स्कीम द रूट कॉजेज ऑफ प्रॉब्लम्स इन एग्रीकल्चर हैव बीन इरेडिकेटेड थ्रू द यूज ऑफ न्यू टेक्नोलॉजी. द इंटरेस्ट ऑफ वर्कर्स हैव बीन प्रोटेक्टेड एंड ओवरऑल डेवलपमेंट हैज बीन इंश्योर्ड. आई अपील टू द कांग्रेस नॉट टू स्प्रेड डिल्यूजन्स एंड फॉल्सहुड्स बट इंस्टेड टू थैंक अस फॉर मेकिंग दिस स्कीम बेटर.
इस योजना को बेहतर बनाने के लिए धन्यवाद दे.
Mr. Chauhan said that despite having an enormous budget, MG Narega did not lead to any permanent asset creation or long-term development of the villages. Leaders of the Bangladesh Hindu Buddhist Christian Unity Council met BNP Acting Chairman Tariq Rahman in Dhaka to express condolences over the death of former Prime Minister and BNP Chairperson Begum Khalida Zia. Minority leaders of Bangladesh also raised concerns over the rise in violence against minority communities and submitted an 8-point demand to Tariq Rahman, urging its inclusion in the party's election manifesto. Responding, Tariq Rahman said, "Restoring law and order and strengthening democracy are essential to ensure the safety and rights of all citizens." The United Nations Security Council will hold an emergency meeting tomorrow to discuss the U.S. military operation in Venezuela. The meeting has been convened at the request of Colombia and was supported by China and Russia. The Constitutional Chamber of Venezuela's Supreme Court has ordered that Vice President Delcy Rodriguez assume the role of acting president of the country. The decision was made after Nicolas Maduro was detained in an operation by U.S. forces. The External Affairs Ministry has issued an advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela in view of the recent developments. All Indians who are in Venezuela for any reason have been advised to exercise extreme caution, restrict their movements, and remain in contact with the Embassy of India in Caracas. The embassy's email ID is cons.caracas@mea.gov.in, and the emergency phone number is +58412-958-4288. Amid the ongoing crisis in Venezuela, Tesla CEO Elon Musk has announced that SpaceX-owned Starlink will provide free broadband internet services to the people of Venezuela until February the 3rd, following the U.S. operation that ousted President Nicolas Maduro. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange color warning for dense to very dense fog conditions in Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Odisha till tomorrow. According to the IMD, cold wave conditions will also likely be over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi during the next 3 days. The weather agency has also forecast dense fog conditions to continue to prevail over parts of Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.